So he instituted the law where every woman among Bani Israel would be monitored. If she is pregnant, they would put her under surveillance, and whenever she delivers, if it's a boy, they would kill the boy. If it's a girl, they will let her live. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. So the mother of Musa became pregnant during that year. But Allah Azza wa Jal, when He wants to protect His servant, no one and no force in the universe could harm that person. So Allah Azza wa Jal concealed the marriage, the pregnancy of the mother of Musa alayhi salam. But when she delivered Musa, it was becoming too difficult for her to hide him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed to her.
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
We inspired to the mother of Musa to breastfeed your child, and whenever you fear on his safety, throw him in the river. Now, any of you who have seen the Nile River knows how strong of a current it is and how dangerous it is even for an able swimmer to swim in that current. So how could Allah Azza wa Jal tell a mother to throw her newborn child in the river? Allah Azza wa Jal is telling her, if you fear on his safety, if you're fearing from the security forces that they would find out about Musa and take him, then the alternative and the solution for you is to throw him in the river. Now the alternative or the solution seems to be worse than the other possibility, which is being taken by the security forces of Fir'aun. So there is no way the mother of Musa alayhi salam would throw her son in the river. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a promise. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَدُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal told her, and do not have any fear or sorrow. He will return to you, number one, and he will be a messenger. So Allah Azza wa Jal promised her two things. Number one, he will return safely. And number two, he will become a messenger. If the mother of Musa alayhi salam did not have yaqeen in Allah Azza wa Jal, she wouldn't have given up her child. But because of her deep iman in Allah Azza wa Jal, because of her yaqeen, she threw her child in the Nile River. So the first lesson is al-yaqeen, having a promise, having a belief in the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then we're going to see the results of believing in the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's the first lesson. Al-Iman bi-wa'adillah, believing in the promise of Allah. So she put her child in a wooden box and it was carried in the river. Now, the mother of Musa told his sister, the sister of Musa, to follow him along the bank of the river. So she was following the wooden case in which Musa was in, and it was being carried by the current. And subhanAllah, out of all of the places, where does this wooden box choose to stop? All of the houses of the people of Egypt are along the banks of the river, because that's the lifeline of the people of Egypt. It is the river, otherwise it's desert on both flanks of the river. So all of the houses are lined up on this river. Now this box, out of all of the houses in Egypt, chooses to go and dock right next to the palace of Fir'aun. Now why did the mother of Musa in the first place, why did she throw her child? Why did she put him in the river? It is to get away from Fir'aun. And here the box carries the child right next to the palace of Fir'aun. So it was when the mother of Musa knew this, she was about to rush to the palace of Fir'aun and tell them, give me my child back. And if she did so, what would happen? They would have killed him because they would know he's from Bani Israel. So Allah Azza wa Jal says,